Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL GM, now with ESPN, Mike Tannenbaum with the Bull and the Fox. Mike, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. We appreciate the time. And, you know, I'm curious. Let's start with the trade deadline, because I know you were on that trade deadline show on ESPN. And you know, there were a lot of big trades in the last month, but nothing on trade deadline day. Why do you think it went down that way?
Well, if you guys watch the show, I've been told by multiple people that there was multiple shots of my bald head, depending on how the camera was rotating. So apologize if you had to deal with that. But anyway, I think because there was a ton of trades heading into this past Tuesday, and there just wasn't a lot left. And we saw, you know, basically the trade between the Rams and the Dolphins for Aqib Talib, which was really like a salary cap thing. So I think we saw a ton of trades over the last 10 days, and there just wasn't a lot left when we got to Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
You know, the Browns are sitting here. Obviously, they were looking for offensive line help, and nothing went down there with the Redskins. And so, so much talent on the team, a lot of expectations prior to the season. How surprised are you, Mike, that the Browns are sitting here at 2-5?
I'm a little surprised, but I thought their offensive line was going to be an area where they were going to struggle, and unfortunately for them, it's manifested itself in that way in terms of it's really been hard to evaluate Baker Mayfield in the passing offense because he hasn't had a lot of time. You know, there's been five games this year, guys, where he's been sacked more than three times, and it's hard to win when that happens. So I think they have to continue to evolve, get the ball out of his hands, and let those guys, because they've done such a great job in some positions like skill players, like defensive line. But right now, I think when you look at the Browns, they've been a disappointment because of their offensive line. And in my opinion, you look at the Colts and the Saints, who went 5-0 without Drew Brees, as two teams that have really good offensive lines, as two teams that have surprised on the positive side of it.
Mike, you talk about the O-line. We know it's an issue, but Baker has not played well enough. He's turned the ball over at an alarming rate, 12 picks. Six touchdowns, and yesterday he had a meltdown with our local beat reporters. If you were the GM of the Browns, what advice would you give him, you know, in terms of his struggles and maybe his frustration?
Yeah, the race is long, guys. The race is long. And I went through with Mark Sanchez at the Jets. It's hard to develop a quarterback in the NFL because expectations, like in Cleveland's case, are so high and things want to happen so quickly. I'll tell you that great story was Bill Parcells talking about Phil Sims. And I remember asking Coach, you know, when did you know that Phil Sims was going to be, you know, your franchise quarterback? And he had talked about there was a game they had lost where Phil Sims had four interceptions in the game. And the following Wednesday's practice, he saw the body language of the guys in the huddle and Coach Parcells felt like they all believed that Phil Sims could take them to where they wanted to go. And when you're a young quarterback, you're going to skin your knee, and candidly, he'll have some more bad games. But as long as there's belief in him and his trajectory goes in the right direction, there are going to be some more bad days. And that's just part of learning how to play quarterback in pro football.
Mike Tannenbaum is our guest. Mike, Freddie Kitchens has been criticized a lot for the early struggles of this team. He's made some gaffes in games, including last week sending the punt team out, then taking a penalty, then going for it on fourth down. Never seen that before. Some questionable challenge calls. Now listen, he's a young coach. He's inexperienced, but this is the first time that he's really had to do any of this. I mean, he was a play caller for eight games last year. Then he's moved into the role of being a head coach. How tough is that job, and should we cut him some slack, or should we be killing him?
Yeah, and I can tell you, you know, really from firsthand, I was the assistant general manager of the New York Jets for 5 years. in the same building where I had the privilege of being the general manager. And while we had success quickly, we went to the playoffs in year one, ironically, with Eric Mangini. My growing pains were pretty pronounced. It just took me a while for the day to slow down. And I think it goes back to, you know, when Jimmy Haslam hired Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens was a running back coach for the most part of last year. So you're going from coaching five players to being the CEO. That's not going to happen overnight. But you also didn't hire Freddie Kitchens, you know, for October of 2019. You hopefully hired him for 5 or 10 years, and you got to hang in there and believe that you have the right guy, believe in his intelligence, his character, his work ethic, and it's going to get better. But all these jobs, they come with a learning curve. It just doesn't happen overnight.
We're talking with former NFL GM Mike Tannenbaum. Let's talk about your former team. Obviously, at the trade deadline, there was a lot of rumors. Jamal Adams got angry, said he talked to the GM, and he told him he wasn't going to get traded, and there were some rumors. To me, it's business. He compared himself to Aaron Donald and Tom Brady, which is ridiculous. But anyway, I mean, I think if you're a smart GM, you take a call about anybody, wouldn't you, at the right price? Mike, what did you think of that whole situation?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You have to. That's part of your job. And I think really what you want to do is you want to deal with these issues as best you can proactively. And you want to go to your key players and say, hey, look, like, both of these statements can be true, which are, we believe in you, you're a core player for us. And if we get a call on you, we have to do what's best for the long-term interest of the organization, and we'll have to listen to it. Ever we had to make that decision, it's not personal. It's because we feel like we have needs at tackle, corner, quarterback, offensive line, pass rusher, whatever it may be, and we have to make those hard decisions. With that said, we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder with you, support you and your family, and you're a very important and valued member of the franchise. And you want to get on the front end of those conversations the best you can.
Mike, what do you make of the Pittsburgh Steelers? You know, with no Big Ben this season, they trade their first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick. And, you know, they have a better record than the Browns right now. I don't know how good the team is. I don't know what they're trying to do. I mean, obviously they're trying to win games. But they're saying Big Ben's going to come back for next season. What do you make of what the Pittsburgh Steelers are right now?
Well, I think the AFC North is up for grabs. So, basically, you know, it'll be interesting. You know, I think the Jets and the Steelers are instructive guys in terms of why you need quarterback depth. You know, if we're sitting here in August, you know, we're talking about guys like Roethlisberger, Mason Rudolph, Josh Dobbs, and then, you know, we're saying that Dalvin Hodges is on the practice squad. At the Jets, you're talking about Sam Darnold, Trevor Siemian, who's an excellent backup, Luke Fox on the practice squad. And you need a ton of depth, but as it relates to the Steelers guys, like, to their credit, they've been through four, and, you know, they have a chance. And the AFC North, in my opinion, is still very much up for grabs, especially when you consider that the Ravens are playing the Patriots this week.
Yeah, and speaking of those Ravens, obviously Lamar Jackson has been, for the most part, outside of really the Browns game, he's been great this year. And, you know, people keep wondering, is it work? Is it sustainable? Can it last all season? I think for the most part, in my opinion, watching it, Lamar seems to take less hits and is much better at sliding than a guy like RG3 was. He doesn't seem to take a ton of big hits. I know he's taken a few. Do you think it's sustainable, Mike? Because right now he's hard to stop.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And it's what's interesting is, you know, he was below 50% against Seattle last week. He made so many plays with his feet, no one realized that he was actually under 50%. But my biggest concern when the quarterback has the ball in his hands as much as he does, you know, is it sustainable? And that's, look, one of the things that did us in Miami, to be candid, was the health of Ryan Tannehill. And you can't have enough depth at the quarterback position. And, again, you look at Pittsburgh, you look at the Jets, some teams have done a much better job of it than others. You know, candidly, that was an area we came up short. And that would be a big concern of mine long-term if I'm Baltimore. Again, because it's a contact sport. And at some point, he's really putting his body at risk.
Is Gardner Minshew a flash in the pan, or is that a long-term viable option for the Jaguars?
Yeah, well, for my own selfish personal sake, I really hope it's long-term because I predicted them to go to the Super Bowl. So,
wow.
I think Jacksonville has a really, really good team. I thought when they got Nick Foles, was really underrated. And the reason I picked them was, if you look at the last couple of years, he won the Super Bowl. and but for a key drop, they would have been back in the championship game. So I really felt like Foles was a chance paired with a good defense to go places. But if you really trust your eyes and you took the name Minshew off the back of the jersey and you said that was Daniel Jones or Dwayne Haskins, you would be doing backflips because he's playing really well for a rookie.
Yeah.
And in the way I was raised in this business, fellas, like the best players play and I keep playing him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. They'd be crazy to bench him at this point the way Minshew has played, and they've had some other guys develop with him. So far we're talking with Mike Tannenbaum of ESPN. Mike, the Patriots are undefeated. That's not a great surprise. But the 49ers are undefeated, and that is somewhat of a surprise. Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't been great. He's not been bad, but he hasn't been great. They've run the ball extremely well. Obviously, Tevin Coleman in particular had a great game last week. But their defense has been phenomenal. Are you a total buyer in the Niners, or do they still have more to prove to you?
More to prove. Definitely headed in the right direction. But as Coach Belichick would say, guys, like, for you to beat me, you're going to beat me left-handed. And at some point, teams are going to put 8-9 guys in the box, and they're going to say, Jimmy Garoppolo, for you to win, you got to beat us. Now, getting Emmanuel Sanders is a huge step in the right direction. They got a great front seven. They got a great running game. But at some point, can that quarterback make plays? If we're being honest, the only grade we could give right now is a grade of incomplete, and that's going to be a great story to follow for the rest of the year.
Are you surprised the Bears didn't try to trade for Andy Dalton or somebody else? Because Trubisky, just to me, after as many starts as he has, just doesn't look like he's the answer there. Now, they're going to go with him for the rest of the season, obviously, but he's really struggling.
Yeah, that's a really fair question. I think one of the things that's really an underrated aspect of running a team, guys, is to evaluate your own correctly. And you have to ask yourself in an honest and sober way, like, is he good enough? Can he get better? And to trade for Andy Dalton with a championship defense, I think that's a conversation worth having, and they obviously felt different.
Mm-hmm. Mike, we appreciate the time.
Thanks,
man.
Mike.
Thank you for joining us.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.